Well, today's not a super long one.
Oh, I'm very glad you're back. It's okay.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Some coffee. Maybe we should have a motion to get an espresso machine.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
That's tangible municipal development.
The public is welcome to use.
Yeah, they can. We'll put it at the entrance. And there won't be so many people in. Because they'll all be waiting for coffee.
Increase attendance.
They'll be happy. Good for voting.
Mm-hmm.
Keep people in line.
All right. Are the mics hot? Are we ready?
I think so. Yeah. I think it's all set.
We're recording. We're on.
Yes. It's all on.
All right. Today is Monday, February 12th at 4 p.m. This is a meeting of the Tourism Commission for the City of Lake Geneva. Mary Jo, would you do roll call, please?
I certainly will. Chairperson Bryan.
Here.
Linda. Absent. Troy.
Here.
Zakia.
Here.
Besenmeyer. Here. Howell.
Here.
Mayor Klein.
Here.
Thank you. Comptroller Laura is absent, along with Stephanie Klett is absent. So we have a quorum.
Stephanie will be here a little bit later.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
Oh, great.
Good to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good, we have to celebrate Winterfest success with her. Yeah, we're still celebrating. Okay. Great. Comments from the public, limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on the agenda. Anybody? Anybody? Great. Agenda item number 4, approval of the Tourism Commission minutes from January 8th, 2024. Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great. Agenda item number 5. Look how fast we're going today. Update from Heather Jones, independent contractor for the Tourism Commission. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Okay. Some statistics from the last month. Looking at site sessions, we had a 63% increase in January over December with 2,149 site sessions. Few things to note with that. It was interesting to see the beginning of January was kind of quiet, I think weather related, holiday related, and then it just went right through the roof with the huge spike on the wedding show day. Hosted the wedding show on the 20th of January, and then the day after that almost was 200 hits on our website that weekend. So it was a huge, huge return on a great event. Our traffic sources for all of those site sessions, first place Google, second place was direct, third place Facebook, which is our social media campaign currently, fourth place was Visit Lake Geneva, and fifth place was Bing search engine. I had 99 active inquiries, which was up 44 from last month, 58 recorded for January 2023. I believe that new Zola listing is accounting for a huge boost in leads. Side note on that, I'm finding not all of them are high quality leads, but we're still getting some high quality leads within there, so that's still great news. Average session duration was 3 minutes and 13 seconds, which was a 4% increase from last month. Site bounce rate was 58.6%, which was up 7% from last month. Looking at January statistics from Wedding Wire and The Knot, we had 128 storefront views compared to 97 in our market. 14 leads, which was down 3 from last month. Looking at our hotels and lodging analytics page, we had 37 page views, down 38 from last month, but last month we had that huge spike, so just kind of leveling back out. Average time spent on the hotels and lodging page was 6 minutes and 31 seconds, which was a 2 minute and 30 second increase, which was great to see. Once again, we still have that social media campaign running that started December 15th, and it runs through April 15th, capturing as much engagement season as we can. The wedding show that we had at the Riviera on the 20th was a huge success, largest crowd that they've had to date. I've already received 4 new leads and already have one with a date hold, actually 2 as of this last weekend, with date holds and contracts. So that's great news to see. Looking at kind of year-to-date sales update, we currently have 50 weddings on the books for 2024, 20 and then 5 for 2025. No change in this last month to the 2024 events. I had one contract for 2025 returned with four contracts out when this report was run on February 5th. Last year reported on February 10th, we had 56 events booked for 2023 and 13 events booked for 2024. With that, we're kind of falling a little bit behind pace in 2025, so we're going to keep a close eye on what that does in the next couple months here as engagement season kind of wraps up. Looking at year-to-date revenues, 2023 finished the year off with $308,151 for rental revenue and $48,795 in catering revenue. 2024 year-to-date, so some of this is deferred revenue because we have all prepay for up to the six-month prior mark for all of our wedding and event dates. We currently have $198,330 on the books for 2024. And then catering revenue, hosting two events in January, we have $1,392 in catering revenue.
Ready?
Questions?
So you have almost every weekend filled for 2024?
Pretty much. Fall still has some opportunities, so kind of that late October, November, a little bit of December weekend opportunities. So still some opportunity to sell those.
Yeah. Well, the big balloon build folks are here. We can talk about some of those weekends.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think I'm actually the next one on here too, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right, agenda item number six, the Riviera agreement.
So I did make the adjustment adding on the retail rental rate. So that should be up and live and accessible for everybody.
Okay. And then we had, the other requests for that form would be to, on that form or somewhere, tracking where it goes so that... that the finance committee and the council know. And then, let's see, hold on. The other part was you were asking how to loop back. Best how
yes.
to loop back. So you know when it's approved at
yes.
those levels.
Which so. I think would maybe be like a Lana, Vanessa
Yeah, and I'm not sure
thing.
If that would be good on that same form or how to do that. But a way that it's written so everybody can see it. So we still have to work on that.
I wonder if I just put a tagline in the bottom that says mm-hmm. to connect with me after approval.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back onto the applicant, not so much on city staff.
Well, it should go city staff because you'd want to know where it was in the approval.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe ask Dave what his recommendations are.
I'm meeting with him on Wednesday.
Or maybe submit that with the grant application or whenever the event is going to happen that month, Tourism Commission or somewhere, so they can...
Well, this is for the waiver of the fees.
No, I know, but like whenever that event is going on for the waiver, whichever month, maybe it can come back to Tourism or her that month or something.
I would think I would find out further than notice than that, so we started planning and getting staffing and all of that in place.
Yeah.
I'll ask Dave what his thought is on where that.
Well, and we're talking about it in here, but the rental fees waived doesn't have, it's not a financial impact to the Tourism Commission.
No, it's not.
Approving it each time.
It's not,
just
but the idea was that it's on the form for mm-hmm. Heather. So she knows where it is in the approval process. It's also important that she is checked with about dates.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's not us, we pay Heather, so it's good
right.
that...
No, I understand mm-hmm. that. It's just, but I'm just trying to figure out where it's at. So mm-hmm. in the minutes of the last meeting, like, it went to FLR and council.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's good with it. Now we're just trying to figure out the follow-up. Like, what
it's follow-up,
like.
How to make sure it doesn't
yeah.
slip through the cracks
okay.
in the future. So the issues
well,
are...
And making sure that it does loop back
yeah.
to me
right.
after everything goes through FLR
yeah.
and Common Council and then...
And then
well,
they check.
It might not
days.
Be a bad recurring thing in the update here then,
yeah.
if it happened. It's just to check the box. Like, we're kind of reviewing...
Status
what's
quo.
Happened.
Type.
It's just a status update along with the website and the bookings and revenue. That
would
be bad.
Almost like a line item on the agenda and...
Or in her report?
Yeah, it's just a placeholder then, you know?
Okay.
Because otherwise, there's no place, it won't, I think the issue is that it won't get reviewed, like, it'll, right, it could kind of slip through the cracks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, whoever's asking for waiver, it's going to be in their application.
Well, assuming they're asking for a grant, but this happens when they're not asking for a grant sometimes.
Right, it's not tied to a grant, it's the waiver of the facility.
Using the facility.
But Stephanie's connected to that.
So kind of like when the library does a veterans program mm-hmm. and uses the Riviera Ballroom, we want a process in place that has the approvals so that we know on it in advance, everybody's signing off on the approval process, where like they wouldn't get a grant.
Even if it's not a grant, maybe they can just come here for a waiver. That way she is keeping track of everything, and we also know
it. It's not a waiver form itself.
I think it could be something that...
Added to the waiver?
So I think at times they're probably going to have to go to FLR and present there, and I don't know if they would want to go to each meeting, and if we're not necessarily approving it at this level.
Yeah, it doesn't need to come
through. Right, but since, I mean, but with... Unless we want to help track it, which sounds like what we do want to do. So why don't we just, like this sheet you have, that's mm-hmm. the spreadsheet breakdown, you could just have a line item for waiver requests.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we already do it, actually.
No, well,
there's the comp on there.
A nonprofit.
So it would be waiver requests, and then once it gets approved, it would go up to a comp.
Oh, okay.
So I think
there
that would be a really good way.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's also helpful to see.
Brains of
separation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Each year, we're like, hey, there were 10, and now there's 25. Like,
right.
At least we could have the conversation. That's an easy place to track.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Okay.
So we don't need it on the agenda again. We'll assume that we'll see it in your report.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that in the minutes. Okay.
Perfect.
Right, thank you.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions for Heather? We're good?
We're good.
All right. Great. That one's been on the agenda for a little while.
I know, right? Because I don't let things go.
Yeah, I know. That's all right. You're the secretary. You're the keeper of the... Okay. Agenda item number 7, update from our tourism entity, the fabulous Visit Lake Geneva.
Hello.
Hello, Deanna.
How are you guys?
Great.
Good. So you have my report in your packet there. First thing on our report is our monthly meetings with our partners. We have our monthly partner meeting this month at Bella Vista Suites. And then we also have a multi-chamber business after hours event this month at Lake Geneva Tennis, which we're really excited about because they are now tennis and pickleball. So this will be a really fun event. Our staff had a chance to take a field trip there, learn how to play pickleball from the owner there. And so their new addition with multiple courts in their new building is really fascinating, and so we're happy to be hosting a business after hours there too for our membership, as well as memberships in other chambers around Walworth County. So we'll be bringing a lot of people to Lake Geneva on Wednesday night, March 6th for that. Our public events for the year, we just came off of Winterfest and the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship, so we are extremely happy about how things turned out. We were a little worried here with the weather, but we did make contingency plans with Winter Fun, which is the sanctioning body of the competition itself and brings the teams here from their state competitions. And with the help of team members and captains, they were able to come up with a plan to protect the snow blocks that we build earlier in the week before the competition begins, and found a local concrete contractor over in Elkhorn to donate the use of concrete warming blankets to insulate the snow blocks to keep them in great shape. So that worked out well. We did push the competition start date 1 day, as well as the ice sculpture walk by 1 day to ensure that our snow sculptures and ice sculptures would last through the weekend. And that strategy, along with the sculptors sculpting more at night, in the evenings and early mornings when it was cooler out, really saved the event because those sculptures were up all weekend. They really started melting Sunday night into Monday. So it really worked to our advantage also with getting people here to the event. I think because the weather was so warm and balmy, people thought we're not having to freeze to go see these snow sculptures. So many people came out. We believe we have record crowds. We're still pulling numbers together, and we'll be meeting with the city soon. But it worked to our advantage in not only getting crowds here, but also media attention. So as you know, in past Winterfest has always been a great media attractor for our area. And this year, we were able to get almost every TV station in both Milwaukee and Chicago, which we've never done before. So we had great interest from both markets, who sent reporters here and video crew here and photographers here. We also had the Chicago Tribune do a story after the event. However, it was about the warming temperatures and other events and attractions in Chicago and abroad, on how we were planning for things. So this was a story after the event, but it was still the Chicago Tribune, and Winterfest was the leading event they talked about and how we overcame some of those weather challenges. So we also received national attention again with Scripps News Service this year. So we did a live interview, a virtual interview from Scripps that aired nationwide live on that news channel. And we had a live remote from Fox 6 News here on Friday morning that did 8 segments over the course of 5 hours in the morning. And we had ABC 7 out of Chicago do a story that they filmed from the setup of the event, from when they were building the snow blocks, all the way through competition starting. And we sent them some B-roll and they aired that on Friday. So it was perfect timing to show that the event was still going on and driving more traffic to our area. So some really different kinds of media that we attracted for that. The teams were so happy. Again, our community really pulls together and shows them a really nice welcome, our hotels. I know Zakia had a couple teams at her place, and they were all so happy, you know, by our hoteliers putting them up, to our restaurants, you know, providing their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It was a great effort by all to support these teams and bring them here. And our ice sculpture walk was also very popular. Again, we pushed that for to a Friday installation because it was really warm on that Thursday. And most of those held up pretty well through the weekend. I think some might have been in direct sun for a little while. I know ours at our visitor center crashed, I think, on Saturday night. So, but it had direct sun on it pretty much for 2 full days, so we knew that wasn't going to last very long. But again, the ice sculptures really got people's attention. We saw so many social media posts with ice sculptures throughout downtown Lake Geneva. So we again thank the commission for their support in that grant to help the businesses pay for those. So the earned media list that you see there, that is just January. There'll be a much longer list in February. But some really great media that we hit in January about winter travel. And one another top list we love is the 30 most beautiful lakes to visit in America. So we were on that, and that was on a site called Places to Travel. We also made Forbes magazine about bundle up and head out outdoors to these top winter festivals. So we were in wonderful company in this Forbes article against events in Breckenridge, in other states, as well as other countries. So this was an international list of wonderful winter festivals that Winterfest made that list. So we're really excited about that one. So again, many more to share in February with those TV stations and things like that that I will share next month. Moving on to our metrics, January, starting out the year strong, we had over 187,000 visits to our website in the month of January alone. That was a 38% increase over January of 2023. So we're really happy to see that. Page views were up 47% and users were up 37%. And we've got almost 3,000 visitors to our online visitor guide already for the by the end of January. As you can imagine, events and Winterfest were the top of our pages viewed in the month of January, with our event calendar receiving over 126,000 views, and our Winterfest homepage. Now, we have multiple Winterfest pages, but just the Winterfest landing page received over 76,000 hits just in the month of January. And of course, that ramped up February 1st through the 4th of the months, the days of the Winterfest Festival. And no surprise, but Chicago remains our top city in terms of geographical users. Social media, we had a great month in social media. We gained over 1,600 followers month over month for Facebook and had over 1.1 million reach in that particular social media. Instagram, we gained 413 followers and had over 15,000 in our post reach for that. And TikTok, where we broke the 1,000 mark on our TikTok page, which we just launched in mid-2023. So we're over that 1,000 mark there. So email subscribers, we're hanging out there at 53,000. That's not 532,000. That's on your thing. I just realized that there's a typo there. 53,000. Okay. 816, so we're still hovering in that 53,000 mark. So, but our open rate is 33.7%, which is a way above industry standard, which is usually in the 10 to 12% range. So we are happy to see that. Our visitor center remains very busy. Our walk-ins were up over 100 people over last year in January. Phone calls were up as well, and we've sent out over 1,000 visitor guides in the month of January. Hotel occupancy, now this is for month ending December 2023, so you'll see our year-end stats there. So occupancy, we were up again in occupancy in December. We were up 1.2%, so our holiday season of November and December did come through for us, and our occupancy went back up after a few months of some declines. However, the year-to-date ended up at a minus 1.3, so you know, we really wanted to be in the black on that, but we're looking at a 1%, so we kind of, that's acceptable in my book. But ADR and revenue numbers were very, very strong and continued. So even though occupancy was down, the hotels made more in their revenue stream. So that's good to see. Meetings and events, RFPs activity that you'll see there. There were 10 RFPs sent out in the month of January, representing over 3,900 room nights and over 2,000 attendees for that. And our 2024 schedule of shows is pretty robust. We're adding a couple group tour industry shows to the mix, including Circle Wisconsin, which is focused on bus tour groups and more social groups, traveling as groups versus corporate and association types of groups. So additional meeting planner shows were also added to our schedule. So we're doing 11 shows this year, I believe, compared to about 8 or 9 last year. So that's great to see. And then we will be updating and or pretty much creating a new meeting and event planner publication that will be developed this year. Many properties over the past couple of years since COVID have been taking advantage of the time down to renovate their meeting and event facilities. And so those are sort of wrapping up now, especially with our larger resort properties. So with that, we're going to take the opportunity to have brand new photos and amenity information for these new spaces in that publication. So we are going to be reaching out to our venues for their new information and assets and putting that new publication together. And this is something that Jill, our meetings meeting lead director, will be taking to the shows and using as a sales piece in addition to some other pieces she has. But it'll also be available online for anyone at any time on our website. So planners that go to our website can look through all the information that's on the site, but also download a copy of this particular publication to have, you know, on hand. So we'll have that in the course of this year. Other things that we've been working on are 2024 visitor guide. I think when I was here, we had already published online, but copies came in right after that. So we have those hard copies that have been distributed around town to our local partners. We're also distributing the guide through a distribution service throughout Chicagoland, between here and Chicago. Hotels, large attractions, transportation hubs, such as the metro station, things like that. Our guides will be there as well. And then we are going up into Wisconsin as well, because our cover features Donald Driver, a Wisconsin gem. We are going to be expanding our distribution into the Wisconsin market further than we normally have, like up into central and northern and western Wisconsin as well. So we will be getting those guides out in those two states very thoroughly. And the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism will be held here at the Grand Geneva in the Lake Geneva area, March 10th through the 12th. We're expecting over 1,000 delegates to attend that conference. And as the host city of that, the Visit Lake Geneva team will be there in force promoting the Lake Geneva area. We are sponsoring or hosting the opening reception on that Sunday evening for all the delegates, as well as the Monday morning kickoff breakfast to the conference. So we'll get people as they're coming in, and then everyone for the first event of the day of the conference on fresh on Monday morning. So Stephanie will be giving a keynote speech for that. We'll be showing our Donald Driver video or commercial, and really just really setting the tone for a wonderful, exciting, and spirited conference. We will also have our visitor center team at a Monday marketplace for delegates to pass through, where they see a lot of vendors and things in the industry. But as the host community, we'll be welcoming them to the community, helping them find places to go to dinner Monday night. We've already sent a list to the Department of Tourism of our restaurants in the area that are open Monday for dinner, so that's an open night for the delegates to go out to dinner. Tuesday night is the governor's dinner, but Monday night they have free time, so we want to get them out into the community, so we're arming them with that. So our visitor center staff will be there helping people, you know, get reservations or guide them to places to go to dinner, but also to go to places after the conference is over, to stay in town a little bit longer or come back. So another opportunity for us to have other industry partners, you know, in the CVB and chamber world at this conference to come back to Lake Geneva another time. So,
Deanna, do they have any awards going on at the Governor's Conference on Tourism?
Yes, they do. Thanks for bringing that up, Stephanie. I am so proud to announce, that was just today, thank you, for the Governor's Awards on Tourism. There are several different categories, and we are proud to say that Stephanie Klett is nominated for the Legacy Award. And this is a very special award given to leaders in our industry, in the tourism industry, of 15 years or more, and the impact that they've had on tourism. So, I wish it was a People's Choice Award, but unfortunately... But yeah, so we're all rooting for her. So that will be announced at the governor's dinner, right?
Yeah.
At the governor's dinner on Tuesday night at the conference. So hopefully we'll be coming back with a win there too.
We get to go vote anywhere?
I wish it were a People's Choice Award, because honestly, she would win by a landslide.
Go ticket.
Yes. Stephanie for Legacy Award. Yes. So Stephanie has been nominated for the Legacy Award. So
I'm not sure it's presented by the governor, if this governor likes me as much as the governor before.
Yes. Yes. So there was a petition when Governor Walker was leaving office and the new governor was coming in to have Stephanie remain the Secretary of Tourism. So it's definitely a political thing. So hoping that does not get in the way of this award.
You know.
Yeah.
Any questions for Deanna? That's a lot of information.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's great information.
But I'm trying to take too much time.
Well, the volume that you guys are all managing is just impressive.
Yeah, in Winterfest, again, we always know, we had media set up for interviews that we knew were coming, but so many were coming last minute because, you know, they're watching the weather and realizing, yes, and we put out media releases. This is still going on. We put out a release the Friday before that we were pushing the date by a day to accommodate the weather and accommodate the teams and ensure this event goes on. So that's when we started getting, you know, the TV stations coming and following up. Or we would just happen upon a reporter in the park, you know, yep. Spectrum that's, you know, we knew that they were sending somebody, but we didn't know when, and we just happened upon them. And so we had some impromptu interviews. So yeah, a dozen or so TV interviews between Spectrum, the broadcast stations, and then I'd mentioned the Scripps live interview too. But we sent out a lot of B-roll film and video too to other stations that couldn't make it out, and that, you know, we're just trying to find where they ran those. And so we pretty much had interest from every single TV, broadcast TV in both markets, so we were really happy that. And then we also get, after the event, we were contacted by TV stations in the home or the states where the winners came from. So when we announced the winners, you know, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, some of those were running stories that their, you know, their state team had won. And earlier, prior to the event even started, we had one or two from Maine was one of them, where they were talking about their team. It's an all-woman team coming to this or going to this event. So we had, you know, pre-event, you know, we had some, I think the Iowa team was on their local ABC station while they were here. They did an interview from the couch in their hotel room. You know, so we're getting coverage for not just Wisconsin, Illinois, and our, you know, immediate market. You know, it's kind of feathering out to the team's states as well. So we're doing a little digging into those states just to find, you know, where things might have been placed as well. So it's far-reaching considering we have multiple states represented here. So it'll go beyond our own market.
Are there competing Winterfests that you're battling with at the same time period?
No.
No. Okay.
No, there is. The World event is actually 2 weeks before the Nationals. So whoever won our event will go to the World event in Stillwater, Minnesota next January. But after our event, there's an event in Breckenridge. So it's really not a competition of who's coming here. It's the state-sanctioned competitions get them to the national competition, because we're the only national competition or sanctioned national competition in the United States. So, but there's other smaller community events that some teams go to, but there's nothing that competes with us. I know that there's an Illinois state competition, I think the week or two before ours, and then I think the Wisconsin one, I think it's the week after ours. So, and again, these other ones are for like next year, so ours really is the culmination, but some of them overlap because, again, there's only so many weeks in the months of winter for a lot of these. So, but yeah, nothing that competes with us. It's been, ours has been the same weekend for, I think, almost the whole 29 years that it's been happening. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have a monopoly on this particular weekend. And that, and that's why the NFL moved the Super Bowl to.
Yeah. Because of us.
I'm just sticking with that story.
And Brian, thank you for the text you sent me. Because mm-hmm. we're doing like so much media focus, you know, for a while, we're trapped inside the Riff. Mm. And so when you said this is like, you texted, this is like the 4th of July,
yeah.
It means a lot because yeah. there are times for several hours we're just kind of stuck.
You're not out there.
Yeah, yet. I didn't even, I wanted to go take, you know, walk Main Street and see the ice sculptures, and I never even made it out to Main Street until Saturday night.
Would have had to park in Elkhorn.
Pretty much.
Well, and that was charge in Elkhorn.
Well, yeah, and that was another thing, too, when we're talking about attendance and the parking. You know, we heard from the police station quite a bit. You know, we have contact with them throughout the event, and they have drones up throughout the whole event and say, okay, cars are parked as far as Quick Trip or you know, Town Bank or whatever, so we know once they get that far. I mean, even to our office on Center Street, you know, when they're getting that far, the shuttle buses were running full tilt. So, you know, so we had those sort of, you know, trackers, you know, in between. But
busy.
But we also knew again that the weather brought people out because our visitor center was not very busy inside because everybody was outside. The Riviera, our warming center in the Riviera, wasn't packed to the gills like it normally is because people didn't need to come in and get warm. You know, our bonfires on the beach were super crowded, you know, because it was a very comfortable weather to come out and watch all this. So, again, we think it played to our advantage. You know, it was a little touch and go on how the sculptures would stand up, but they did. Our sculptors really did a good job of altering their sculpting techniques to make sure that their sculpture was very stable, and that really ended up working for a lot of them. I don't think anything really fell. There was a few pieces that fell on some other sculptures, not the winning ones, but some of the other sculptures that, you know, a piece fell off here and there on Saturday or Sunday. But for the most part, I think that's part of the appeal as well for the public. They kind of want to come and see what happens to them. In fact, last year, Sunday was a really warm day, and some sculptures just had big pieces just kind of sliding off and falling, and you hear this collective gasp, you know, among the crowd, and so it's kind of fun to see. I mean, this is kind of a fleeting sort of art that, you know, it's here today, and it might not be here tomorrow, or might not look the same tomorrow, but we really, Mother Nature kind of stood with us through Sunday, and we had the crowds all the way through Sunday, and then even some people coming back on Monday.
Yeah. And we did a thank you to the Tourism Commission, which I want to do now again, because that ice sculpture tour really does get people, and we get a grant for that, and we're so grateful, through the whole community. Mm-hmm. And Zakiya, yours is placed in front of Visit Lake Geneva's next to ours, and yours stayed the whole weekend, and ours just like was a box at the end.
Yeah.
But we thanked you publicly at our sponsor dinner, our team dinner, in interviews, and we're actually writing a column thanking the city of Lake Geneva and the Tourism Commission, because it's a true 50-50 partnership. We couldn't do it without everything the city brings to the table.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. Fantastic. Agenda item number 8, update from the bid. Hi, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
All right, so January was a really busy month for the bid. In your agenda packets, I sent over our updated strategic plan as well. So we went through our first strategic plan when I started last year, and we kind of did a review of that at last month's meeting and just updated some of our progress. And I would say just the one thing to note on there was that we did a progress like metrics, and overall we had a 3-year projection of growth in what we needed in our marketing and event success, as well as our organizational capacity and the development into like nonprofit status, several different factors. And everything either got to the 100% range, and we had one section that was 75% and another that was 85. So we were hoping to be at that 50% in every category by this year, but we've far exceeded that and are really excited for the next few years of projection and planning. So We held that, and I'll go over all the events. But first, on our website and social, we did have a pretty busy month, too, in January. We saw a really big uptick in visitor session and page views, as well as our time spent on there. I think a lot of that has to do with we had our call to artists for our murals in motion take place, so they had to fill out the application, and they spent some time on the website looking through things. Our most sought pages were our murals page and then our shop page. On social, we did reach 10,000 followers in December of last year, so we've just been continuing to grow and raise our reach and engagement. That's up by about 6,000 from last year, so we're very happy with that organic growth. And our focus this past month was, again, murals in motion. We also did a lot of winter fun specials and what to do downtown during Winterfest. And I would attest to the same thing with the ice sculptures. Our best performing posts were anything that had to do about visiting those while they're in town. And then we also continue our placemaking interviews with a local. We had two last month. And then we've now posted them as a blog section on our website. Let's see. So events. We have all our events listed for 2024. Our first one coming up is going to be our Spring Wine Walk, which is April 7th. We have all our businesses signed up already, and the event application has been submitted to the city, so that will be going through FLR and Common Council next. We've already started ordering our supplies, our wine. It's a well-oiled machine, so and then next we'll be selling tickets by the end of this month. So, and then our next event is going to be our Murals in Motion, which is intended on May 15th through 19th. We had sent out a call to artists and received 61 applications for art for five walls. And so last week, the mural committee met and did a scoring matrix of everything, and we've picked out the art that we want selected. And I would say that we've had a lot of local applicants. However, we had applicants from Mexico City, from New York, from South Carolina, from Texas. We had someone from Greece. So we are getting national and international recognition for this program. And a couple famous artists that we're really encouraged to see wanting to be a part of this for the first year in Lake Geneva. So I can't unveil the art yet. We have brought it over to the city to review on design aspects and then applying for our permits for that. So once we get the AOK and approval, we'll announce those. We're starting to solicit for sponsorship and can really start promoting this event. But so yeah, news to come on that one, and it's really exciting there. Then our next event will end up being our Maxwell Street Days, which will be August 23rd through 25th, and we'll continue just amping up the promotion on that and having music on the streets and trying to really promote the outdoor dining scene as well. We saw a really great uptick in our site metrics and social performance last year, so we're just really wanting to amp it up again this year. And then Oktoberfest is going to be October 12th and 13th. We had our first committee meeting last week, and actually have a second one already. We already have all our bands booked and our stages, and we have our event application already in, and also we'll be going to FLR and Common Council in the next few meetings. So, and then we'll have a second wine walk in November 3rd, which last year was the first time we did a fall one and saw a great success, a huge uptick in business for that pre-holiday shopping, and customer feedback was it's overwhelmingly encouraging. So we're bringing that back, and then we'll be having our Light Up Lake Geneva and Shop Small weekend on November 29th through December 1st. So we did do a survey because we changed the dates. Originally in years past, it was the Friday before the parade. And so we did a survey to the community to see how they liked it spaced out. And it seemed like an overwhelming appreciation that now they have multiple weeks to come see things. You know, 1 week it's seeing the tree lighting and being able to look at the window decorating contest. And then next week enjoying the parade and not having it so packed in, especially since we engaged the local schools for entertainment purposes and then they're in the parade. So we were able to really spread out the holiday cheer there. So we're excited about that. On the beautification front, so we did take down our holiday decor in Flatiron Park before Winterfest, and we'll be taking down some of the lights in downtown now that Winterfest is done, but we're already starting our spring plantings for installation around Memorial Day weekend, so rocking and rolling on that. Again, we are working on the mural program, and we're very healthily organized there, so I'll keep you updated. And then on our business communication side of things, so we started off this year with 16 business retention visits, and then I've had 2 meetings in regarding to some upcoming vacancies in downtown properties, so there will be more news to share with that. I also met with a new business that has come into where Circa was. Circa has kind of moved locations onto Broad Street, and a new shop in town called The Rabbit Hole is in place. It's a nice antique shop, so there will be some social media promotion on that with the new opening. Again, we went through that strategic plan session and delivered the report, and we are hosting an annual meeting. We're going to be hosting that on March 20th, and I'll be sending invites to everyone here at the commission, and we'll be having that at Bella Vista for our breakfast meeting. Registration starts at 7:30. The actual program starts at 8 a.m., and just going over our new annual report that we'll be delivering and talking about all the exciting things happening downtown and just hearing from some of our legislators as well. And then just to let you know, in January we hosted the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation here, and they did a downtown tour where we hosted them at the Riviera and walked around several key businesses and some vacant buildings as well, and then met at City Hall with the mayor to talk about just different plans for the future here, and then had a networking event that evening on the 24th featuring a presentation from them and going into that next step from Connect Community to Main Street Accreditation that will be happening in April. So that is all I have for right now.
When do we get to see the art?
I'm hoping next month. So yeah, that is a that's probably a Fred question. So yeah.
Alex, I have a silly question.
Yeah.
But you said there's some kind of very prominent artists coming in. Do you have to pay them all the same? Like if you have some renowned artists, or how does that work?
So we when we put our call to artists out, we did a projected budget that they then fill in, and no, it's variable depending on the size of the wall.
Okay.
However, because of the destination, some of these artists have been willing to work with us where we would not have been able to afford that in our budget. One artist in particular, his average murals are $200,000, and so he offered us a very wonderful mural that, yeah, I'm hoping that he'll be the one chosen. So
they know it's not Lodi.
Yeah.
God love everyone from Lodi watching right now.
Yes. So yeah, it's all variable budgets. And then we plan on implementing this for 3 years. So a big part of this is that we have some film crews coming in that are going to be doing interviews with the artists, interviews with the community. We have a community piece that we want featured in this event. We really want to make this not only about the permanent installation of the murals, but of art in the community in general. We're planning a plein air so that artists can paint on the streets downtown, hopefully have an alleyway dinner, and all that promotion will be going towards the fundraising of next year. And then one of the artists in particular that I will be happy to talk about once the event starts, he'll probably be promoting what his piece will be next year, and that's going to be a huge piece. So,
all
yeah.
Right. Exciting.
Thank you.
Nice. And, just personally, I think in the time that I've been here at the Tourism Commission, this is probably the best 5-year plan I've seen come out of the bid. The most well organized with solid goals on it. It's fantastic. So nice job on that.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Agenda item number 9, the written financial update regarding room tax collected budget. Last month we didn't have numbers. We have some in the packet this time. They are through, I think, end of November still. We don't have year end completely. So our fund balance is showing, we haven't made final year end reconciliation on this. So I'm still in the place where I know that we were rolling forward several hundred thousand dollars into 2024, but I don't have our accurate balance now minus our obligations, if that makes sense. I'm still waiting, especially for that final visit waits all year for their final payment. So we have to make that one, and then we'll know how things true up by end of year. Because I think some people still haven't paid year end, is what the last time I heard from Laura. So those are the numbers that I have. So we show a fund balance in here of just over 1.2 million. Obviously, we don't have that to spend. And then so far, she's got 2023 and 2024 in here. The version that ended up in the agenda, I'm sure I have this. This is 2023 in here. The one she sent me on email is not the same as the one in the agenda. So I have, so far year to date, let's see if I have this correct. We have about $130,000 committed of grants we've issued so far for the whole year, for the remainder of 2024. Not included in there are municipal development grants. Reading this correctly. So yeah, I don't know how this one got in the agenda. This is 2022-2023. You see it, the breakdown of grants we made? That's last year's numbers. So, not a lot I can tell you on the financials, other than I know financially we certainly have not spent what we rolled forward into 2024. As of the end of November, the last time the numbers were in here, I think we're showing a variance of about $70,891 less in room tax as of the end of November. But we don't have December's numbers in here or what the marketplace pays at the end. So all that gets trued up as soon as everything's collected. And then we'll have some accurate numbers in there. But I think we're probably tracking about the same as Deanna had said. It was down about 1.3%. It seems like that's what we were tracking pretty close to most of the year. So we'll just kind of wait. And hopefully in March we've got these numbers. Okay. Any questions? I'll do my best on them, but I have the same information I think everyone else has.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at 2022 and 2023 numbers, and we have four quarters in year. How come we're missing one number from each year? Like if you see the marketplace, because mm-hmm. I know they pay quarterly.
Mm-hmm.
So we should have four numbers there for 2023 and 2022, but I see only three payments.
Mm-hmm.
So are we missing one payment from them for the last 2 years?
Well, I don't know is the short answer. That's a question for the comptroller. But what I can tell you is that there's always been an issue with the marketplace paying when they're supposed to pay. And then they do go back and reconcile that into the year that the room tax was supposed to be applied to. So if they happen to pay in February or March for room tax that was due in 2024, it'll end up in our fund balance, but it won't necessarily show here. So that payment that was made in March of this year, some of that money could have been from Q1 of 2023, and some of it could have been applied back to 2022.
Well, okay.
It's hard, it's confusing. So that's why I think she had said she hadn't received everything for year end. I think part of it is the marketplace. So they can reconcile that back into 2023. Yeah, good question, though. Okay, agenda item number 10. Let's go to 10A. This is the big balloon adventure is back. For those of you that don't remember, the last time they were here, we had awarded the grant, but they were asked to come back to give us more detail on the marketing budget. So they've broken that down and put that in the agenda. So that's why they're back today. Hi.
Hi. First, I just want to let you know on a couple updates. One that's exciting is I don't know if you know that when we originally came, Sarah had just found out that she was pregnant and she had her baby a week ago. Oh. Baby and her are very well, and her name is Molly, so we're excited about that. The other two updates I just wanted to let you know about is when we originally signed, when we requested for the grant, we were only doing one weekend. We were actually extending it over two weekends, so it'll be from the 11th through the 21st. We'll have our ribbon cutting and our VIP night on the 10th, and then it opens to the public on the 11th. And it will be open every day through the 21st. The other thing is that I had applied for a second grant, and Travel Wisconsin has awarded us with $25,000 to use towards marketing. So combined with what Tourism Grant Commission has given us, we have about $55,000 that we can use towards marketing for our event. I hired Cutwing Marketing, so I've been working with them, but then also Alana, who is with Gage Marine, she has kind of taken over the marketing part of that so that I can focus on other things with the event and do other things with my job as well. So she has come on board. So our budget really hasn't changed a whole lot. It's still $75,000 is what we're planning to spend on our marketing. Alana has recommended some things that we're going to do a lot more digital instead of like actual billboards. So if you have any additional questions about the budget, Alana could come up and kind of talk about what our marketing strategy is. But that is where we're at right now.
No, I'm happy to hear that. That was actually going to be my, criticism is the wrong word, but the marketing budget, I wanted to see more digital. Mm-hmm. That was my hope.
Yeah. So, working with Alana, she's fabulous. She was one that recommended that. We did talk with, we originally had something else planned, but I had to go, I had also put in the billboard with the Travel Wisconsin, so I just got that approved today, that we can move what we had planned to do with like the actual billboards into digital. So that will help us as well. So
it's on page 32 in the agenda, but questions, comments?
So the updated marketing.
Is this the updated marketing?
Because it's...
So that was what I sent in. So that is what I sent in with the update. I didn't realize, like, you wanted, like... Anyway, we do have an updated budget, so we're moving some of the things that I had put in the budget into digital. So...
Which is not what's in the packet, is that what we're saying?
Right,
it's
because...
It's moved around.
Yes, it's all been moved around.
I think the last time they had a single line item, it's like, hey, we're spending this on marketing. We said we need a breakdown of what that was.
Right.
I know in the past, we have always said in here, look, you decide on the fly. Sometimes if you're running Facebook ads that aren't getting an ROI, you cut those off and apply the money somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't want to micromanage the process of every dollar they're spending if they're going to move it around. But as general categories... Here's what they're doing in radio. Here's what they're doing in print. In you have Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat on here. All of those were a little light.
They are light, and they're going to be a lot bigger. Yeah, those will be a lot higher.
Right, and so this is much more detailed than the original.
Sure.
So I know these will move around. I think it's more the questions we have here is if there are any of those buckets we want to talk about, like if they're doing print. They might have six things in there, and that's fine. You'll determine which are the best for you, but print versus billboards versus digital versus...
Right.
How are we feeling about the breakdown that's in here? Or have they met the requirement to come back and show us a little bit better plan? That's what we're after today. So.
I like it.
Okay.
And I'm glad you got the GEM grant. That's not easy. That's a big deal.
It was a lot of work.
And so if the state wasn't happy with your plan, they wouldn't have accepted your
grant. And like I said, I mean, even talking with Heidi today, you know, after talking to Alana about the digital budget and talking to Heidi, Heidi was very happy to hear that we were moving, you know, a bigger portion of it into the digital format. So
That's what I like.
I was very curious what Stephanie thought. You guys look at these all day. You're much closer to this than I am on a marketing budget like this. So
yeah.
But you stamp of approval from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Ken's, Kia? Okay. Mary Jo? So there's no action we need to take. It was just a requirement that they came back, so we don't need a motion or anything.
Okay.
They're moving forward. Yeah, as planned.
It's going to be cool.
I do have a request. I do need the new logo.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So that we can make sure that that's in on all of our materials that we're getting ready to print now, and included in all of our social ads and all that. So
that came up on another grant that's coming next month. They were talking about using the City of Lake Geneva logo. I thought, oh, we have the new one.
Okay.
So yeah, we have to get that. We make sure the city administrator knows which one we're using. I don't remember where that left off. We approved it in here, right?
Yeah,
we
all chose.
We would have to pay the invoice.
Yeah. We paid the invoice.
Yeah.
That was signed
and
off on.
We did vote on the logo.
Yes, Deanna.
Yeah.
The final files were emailed to you.
Oh.
I have them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm the bottom line. Of course I am, right?
We can resend.
The final files, once we let the hospital know which one you voted on,
yeah,
and confirmed who was paying the invoice and got the invoice and everything, he sent the original files, so you had the proper
I have not seen that. So, okay. It came direct from Neil?
It came directly from Neil, and he just CC'd me, but I'll check my email, too, and make sure I'll forward whatever.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So I need to get this... Okay.
So that original logo we need to provide to every person who's
We need to get it to the city administrator, make sure Visit has it. Because ultimately, I think when it's anything official, the city administrator is usually doling that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me get it to the right place.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
And then I'll get it to you.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'll copy the city administrator.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that, Tiana.
All right.
I would be embarrassed for anyone to see my email inbox. It's not really an inbox, it's kind of a database that I have to go search once in a while. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
All right, thank you.
You got to get us Tourism Commission polo shirts.
Yeah, I will. I want to get the ones like Troy has. Those are awesome.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, okay.
All right. Agenda item number 10B, Art in the Park. 44 years,
yeah. Wow. How about that? We couldn't do it without this grant, so thank you very much for the chance to talk today. My name is Jeff Russert. I'm the director for the event this year, and I've got Sarah with me to back me up. She's with the foundation, the Art Foundation here. So this is in support of Geneva Lake Arts Foundation. It's a nonprofit group here in town that does a lot of arts outreach, so it's great to hear about the new art activities going on in Lake Geneva, because it's really part of a vital business community. I think years ago Texas did a study because they were really stingy about public spending, and they found that when they spent money on arts, guess what? The businesses did better. And people came and saw the town. So that's what this is about. Since all the faces in here are pretty familiar, you've been through this before, it's 44 years, I'm going to go through a real high level, and then we'll leave most of it for questions. So this is an annual two-day event. We usually get 75 to 85 artists, and we're going to have a few more food vendors this year, so maybe half a dozen food vendors. And then the number of attendees is hard to estimate, but it's based on prior events, it's been about 4,000 to 6,000 for the event. This year, we're asking for a little bit more in grant funding. That's simply because there's been inflation on some of the advertising from last year. But we're doing basically the same program. It worked really well for us. Last year, we did more digital at the request of this group. And even though you see some print media outlets in here, the advertising with them is largely digital. The best example is the Janesville Gazette. We did email marketing with them, co-listing on 30 different tourism sites around the Midwest, and we saw that pick up more people from broader area last year as they came to the show. So we're going to do that again this year. The number of rooms is estimated, it's in round numbers, somewhere between 1,000 and 1,500 for that weekend. The details on those calculations are in the back of the package there, but it's similar to what we had in prior years. That's a quick summary. You have the rest of your agenda packets. Is there anything I can answer questions on in there?
No, I guess a comment. I've said this before. I love this event because it's one that it's a singular event, but you use that to leverage what you're doing all year.
Oh yeah,
which
yeah.
is great. There are multiple events and things happen.
Right.
I agree with investing in the arts for sure. So.
Yeah,
I'm behind this one. Any comments before we?
No, I like it too because the creative economy is so important, and this is the signature event for that. It's just first class every year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's encouraging. We went digital with our applications this year for the first time. And usually about now we would just start getting applications trickling in. I already have 43.
Wow.
Out of 85 that we're looking for. So that single change is nice, but then the platform that we're on also allows us to showcase the artist's artwork prior to the event on social media. It's going to link all that up for us. So I think that's going to help bring a lot of people in. I mean, we get emails throughout the year of people asking, you know, I saw such and such an artist at the show. I bought a piece or I want to buy a piece, can you line me up with them? So people keep kind of checking back to see what's going on, what artists are going to be here, you know, and they come back year after year.
Yeah, so that's your differentiator. You guys have, because some art shows are more arts and crafts, yeah. Emphasis on crafts.
Yeah.
And you have true artists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a juried show, so we'll probably get, last year we had maybe 90 or 100 applications, and we juried it down to 80.
Nice.
This year, I'm hoping we get like 120, you know, and then I'm trying to figure out if we can get more people around the park. In the park, we can get about 85.
Yeah.
But along Wrigley Drive, we've got options and things like that, so I'm hoping we can maybe take a few more artists this year, too.
That'd be cool.
How many years have you been doing this? Like,
well, I'm not associated with the art world until I retired, and I did this last year, and they tell me that they've counted 44, but there were shows before that they don't quite know, right?
Yeah.
Sarah,
right.
I think that's the... So maybe...
It never used to be quite so formal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
right.
Somewhere between 44 and 50, I'm not sure, but long time.
If nobody has a question, I like to approve $17,850 grant for this program. It's a wonderful program.
We have a motion to approve the grant amount. I'll second.
How much was it again?
$17,850.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Discussion.
They will too need the new logo.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Which is lost in someone's
mm-hmm.
email.
Well, yep. Chairman Bryant, you know where we can get that?
Here, I'll take a look. I'll see. Dollars and cents, a couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
This is about roughly 15% more the budget from last year.
Yes.
Last year, you guys didn't quite spend everything.
Right.
There was left about $1,000 on the table.
Right.
We awarded 15,000 and change last year, I think, and then you used 14.
Right.
And change. Any comments on that? I know the inflationary bump is part of it, but what wasn't used last year? What did you pull back on? Do you remember?
The pullback was on the, we had a block of money set aside for marketing to artists early on for the call to artists.
Okay.
We did that some different ways through, we used On Milwaukee, which was a
mm-hmm.
was on the list here, but we did co-marketing with them
mm-hmm.
on their social media sites that linked our social media site. And we were getting such good results out of that we didn't do the second part of the spend on that.
Okay.
So I think if you look, the budget on that for them was probably twice as much as what we ended up spending.
Okay.
Do you utilize a third party?
No.
No.
Well, I look at that and say, well, kind of. Because if you hire the Janesville Gazette, is a bit of a third party because they have so many outlets.
Yeah, yeah. So
they've chosen theirs, but then
right.
Yeah.
We're not using a marketing firm as a coordinator. We're coordinating that ourselves. But right, we're using these outside agencies to do some of the work for us.
Okay. There's no in-house marketing person at Art in the Park here.
No, right. No.
Well, I mean, just Sarah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of in-house hands in it.
Right. Right. Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay. Great.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Have a good event. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Jeff.
See you.
Thank you, Sarah.
What?
You
don't always
vote
no. No, that's just when necessary.
All right, agenda item number 11. Link on the City of Lake Geneva website, revisions to the tourism application, listing the city website page.
Thanks, Sarah.
Showing hotels and lodging.
Do we have an update on that?
And we'll update on Wednesday.
Meeting. Okay, great.
Yep, so probably push it to next month again.
Yeah.
It took a while to get on it.
It's okay.
I know.
So I'll have more to share next month.
Perfect. We'll repeat it. Thank you. That's 11.
Okay. Agenda item number 12, discussion action. Oh, yeah, this is the debrief form.
Yeah.
Making this a permanent agenda item after grant requests. So this is the form that people turn in,
mm-hmm.
And this is kind of codifying us reviewing them.
Mm-hmm.
So where did we land with that last time?
We just wanted to make sure we voted on it officially, because we had some discussion.
Okay.
So maybe like an item 11, I mean, it'd be right after the requests.
Yeah, reviewing.
Wherever the number is on that, but then have it a separate, so it would be a review.
Yeah. And then tracking it, so it's in the agenda. It's almost like we need a list that says we probably wouldn't do this event again, or these are great events, we would do these again. And then it's a running tally. I mean, we have we have the list where we show each year what we granted and what was used. But then you almost kind of need a scoring system there. Because imagine if it wasn't us in here, and Art in the Park came back, we wouldn't remember the previous year. Right, so they'd have something to refer to that said, hey, this event was a winner, this one wasn't. So we have the form that they fill out after, but it does require us at some point.
Right, and so do you revise that part of the form, that comments are put on there with a rating? I mean, and you can add that. I mean, where do we want that? Because if you don't, and it only shows up in the minutes, then how is it tracked?
Yeah.
It's a lot to try to track from just minutes. Do you want to talk to Dave to see if he has some ideas? Because
the only recurring list that's in our agenda packet are the financials.
Right.
Because we have that form that we've been using in the same format for at least a few years. So that is our running list of events and what we've granted them.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how we could burn a lot of agenda time trying to get consensus on the grade we might give an event based on what they turned in, and it's not a bad exercise. I just think it would take quite a while.
Should we talk about it and then talk to Dave about some ideas?
Yeah, that might be it. So prior to the next meeting, let's just have a sidebar, maybe come with some ideas.
And it could be something as simple as like a job review, meets expectations, exceeds expectations.
Yeah, something simple.
We don't have to make it crazy hard.
True.
Almost like an NPS,
yes
or no.
They can turn in how many attendees they had, how much money we landed, and how many years they've been doing, you know?
It falls on us, just it's in the agenda pack, we'll review it, and then by the time we get here, we might have our yes, no, maybe.
How many events is it a year? 10?
Yeah, 10 to 15. It's not so bad.
I don't think it's going to take forever.
Just do it each time.
And it's a simple form.
It's not like one time. It's as they're turned in.
So agenda 11A could just be we're voting. Yes, no, maybe, and we need a majority and we move forward.
Yeah, because I had no idea how the balloon did. I asked Mary Jo. And they're asking for how much, and then I'm just basically saying yes based on my...
Right.
So I don't feel great about that.
Yeah.
It would be a good idea for rotating positions.
Good. I like that. Well, why don't we just put that on the agenda for next time then? It'll save us some time in between meetings. We'll have agenda item right after 11. Well, it will be agenda item number 11.
Or whatever the number is, yep.
Yeah, right after
the grant program and
right after the grants, yep. We'll talk about... We'll do our yes, no, maybe vote on past events that have turned in there. What's that form called? Review? Or
it's part of the application when you look. It's just...
Well, they need to turn it in for reimbursement. Like, this is what happened. We sold this many tickets. We had this many tickets. We...
Yep.
Right.
Evaluation form or something.
Yeah, it's a... Okay. Great.
Okay. So continued to next month.
Right. Yeah. Or just make sure it's added. It's a future agenda item. Right after grants. Assuming there are any to review. But, well, we'll get them from Dave from this year so far. Okay. Good. Did we go through that too quick, or we're good just making an agenda item? I like the yes, no, maybe. Easy. Okay. 12 is good. 13. Oh, look at that. Future agenda items.
Huh.
Well, how about item 11? We'll put that on there.
Got it.
Any other future agenda items? I know that every once in a while people miss the deadline date. Right, and it's I know it's frustrating for them, but it's got to be a week in advance. It needs to be here. So somebody missed this time, and it was the Tavern League or Whiskey League. They're coming.
Whiskey, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the Whiskey Fest.
Yeah, Whiskey Fest.
It has a different name, though.
Oh, the Wee Whiskey
Wee
Fest.
Wee Whiskey, yeah, yeah.
Yes, it's going to be huge.
So they were coming in, and their event is in April, and their issue was that they're starting to market, and they want to know about including the logo on. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, we couldn't get them in here. Dave had to remind them that it, state law, like, you can't add someone to the agenda. Right, so I left them a message. So next month when we get here, I left the message that, hey, you know, we have in the past, I can't guarantee anything, but in the past we have issued marketing grants retroactively. We do not like that. But if their event is in April and they get here for the meeting in March, there's likely still time to get things moving for them, mm-hmm. assuming their event checks all the boxes, which is literally the voicemail I left them.
Okay.
So it was unfortunate timing. It's just mm-hmm. they didn't realize the dates. It does say it on the form. You've got to have this in a week ahead of time, but I think there's so much information there mm-hmm. that occasionally people miss that.
They're going after an extremely targeted and affluent mm-hmm. Group. It's interesting what they're putting together.
Yeah, I did see that. I got a sneak peek of their grant application.
Did you?
Because they wanted to get it on the agenda. For
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah.
No, so it looks fantastic, but it's just timing.
Oh, that's
so,
a shame.
Yeah, I just don't know, you know, future agenda, if we want to talk through... I don't know if there's a way to avoid that happening, because it's probably 4 or 5 times a year someone misses that deadline because they didn't realize. They thought it had to be in the Friday before or the... So maybe we don't have to do anything except let's talk about it at the next meeting in between now and then. Why don't each of us go to the city website and look at what you get?
Yeah.
Do a user interface, go be a grant applicant, and see what you see. Mm-hmm. And if there are holes in that or something we can adjust, let's go ahead and do it.
Maybe on that same page we can have reminders that so every time people go to that page, mm-hmm. they will know that they need to submit application.
And I'm guilty. I don't know what it looks like. I know it says it in the form, but maybe the website needs to have it in red. Like, you got to have this in,
mm-hmm.
you know, before 7 days before the meeting.
Is that usually only happen with first-time events?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's yeah, easier to be more forgiving yeah. with that.
Although the big balloon build was here this month because they missed it last month.
Oh.
They thought it was, for whatever reason, they think it's the same in every city agenda meeting, isn't it? It's a week before or some of them shorter.
Hours. 72 hours in advance, legally.
It's 72.
Business days.
But if you want to be on the agenda for any of the other city meetings, is it a shorter time frame? Or is it all usually a week?
Isn't it 24 hours? Or is it...
24.
Yeah, 24.
So it's only 24 hours. So, theoretically, you know, we're longer than most other city agendas. Am I understanding that right?
No, there's two issues. One is the application itself that yeah. states when it should be in. And then the second issue is the agenda in terms of operating as a government. So those are two different deadlines.
Right. Okay. All right, well, let's just go. Let's go be grant applicants
yeah.
and take a look.
That's a good idea.
If we need to change anything. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else for future agenda? Nice fast meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
These Q1 meetings are always quick. It's the ones when you have 5 grant applicants.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I need a motion to adjourn. Anyone?
Second.
All right, I'll move to adjourn. Zakiya seconds. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Congrats again on Winterfest.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Really fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
I was in the summertime, I have to make a decision when I